The sound of thunder and lightning. I woke up with a start and I woke up just straight into intercession because there was such a sense of urgency that was birthed in my spirit. And the Lord said, get into the time of praying in the unknown languages because you don't know the hour, you don't know the season. You need to press in the unknown languages so that you can pull forth and tear down and break and dismantle the secret assignments that are coming against you. And as I started praying in tongues, I saw a church door open and I saw people streaming out. But they were not walking with enthusiasm. They were almost staggering. They were falling to the ground. They were weak and they were tired. And I saw that the ones who were able to stand came alongside and picked them up. And together they were standing. And they waited till the ones who were staggering were steady. And then they would move on. And there was a sense of desperate breaking out in tongues. And as that desperation broke forth, the people began to look up. And I saw first one drop of rain fall. And as that drop of rain fell on that upturned face, that look of desperation left. And it turned into one of joy unspeakable. It turned into one that was from hopelessness to full of hope. It turned from weakness to strength. It turned from confusion to strategy. And as the drops fell, and as the drops kept falling, the people that were staggering, the church, there was no longer Baptist, there was no longer Presbyterian, there was no denominational difference. They began to rise up and come and stand shoulder. They began to stand shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand, as there was no difference. Nobody was looking for their family because everybody was family. Nobody was looking for anybody else. They stood together. There was a sense of unity. And the Lord, I heard the voice of the Lord say, as they began to do that formation, they were moving forward. Nobody was looking back. They were moving forward with determination as they moved forward. I heard the voice of the Lord say, if my people called by my name will cry out in this land and burst forth in tongues, I will release power. I will release an anointing like you've never seen. It will come in a wave. The wave will not overwhelm you, but it will propel you into the position that God has destined for you. What you could not do, that wave of glory will pull you up and position you where you're supposed to be. Hallelujah.